Calls are being made to see more ethnic diversity in Ongarda Shirkana. In next month's edition of the Garda Review magazine, John O'Keefe, criminologist and spokesperson for the Garda Representative Association, has a piece on the lack of ethnic diversity or racial diversity in the current recruitment drives. John joins me in studio to discuss this article. John, you're very welcome to Global Village.
Thanks
so
much indeed. I'm good, thank you.
Last time, of course, you were on the show, we were talking about the wonderful work that you do through ADWIC.
Well, I think we were talking to another person who really, really suffered through ADWIC, isn't that right?
Yeah.
Moira Lawson. So that was a nice program. Yeah, just I suppose it's all about victims in the criminal justice system. At least it's not, and we were just trying to get something across on the other side.
Yeah. So now this is a topic that's very close to my heart because I'm always banging on about diversity, whether it's in the politics, whether it's in the media, whether it's in the guards, you know. So tell me, where do we stand right now? How many guards do we have and how many of them would be from various ethnic backgrounds?
Well, we've got the CSO ethnic groups figures, if you like, from 2016. And the categorizations even are probably problematic. We don't need to go into it in too much depth here, but they talk about 82.2% of the Irish population to be considered white Irish. Probably an odd term in itself. But anyway, 17.5% is considered not. So let's just take those figures as they are at the moment. How then are these represented in Ongarda Síochána? Well, of course, in an ideal world, I'd be coming around to you now and I'd be saying, well, actually, 17.5% of Ongarda Síochána represent, or in or around, represent the population of the Guards, but not so. We have 63 Gardaí and 37 Garda Reserve, who are Garda ethnic, if you like. So that's 100. This is from August 2017. Just give you a little breakdown on that and your listeners. The two non-Irish nationalities with the most Gardaí are Chinese, who have 20, and Polish, who have 12. There's only 5 British citizens, notwithstanding that 115,000 Brits live in this country. We seem to have, I never thought I'd be saying this, but we do seem to have got female recruitment right, there or thereabouts. We've got about 26.2%. There does appear to be a ceiling with female recruitment around the world, globally in police forces, of in around 30-35%. So we have a bit to go, but certainly we're on the right track there. But recruitment to the Gardaí from black or Asian minority ethnic groups, or BAMI as it's known for short, is conspicuous by its absence. For example, there's currently no member with African or Caribbean origin in the force whatsoever. So just in answer to your question, Dil, almost 1 in 5 members should be outside this non-white Irish category. But here's the figure. It's 1 in every 240, or 0.4% of the population, and it's meant to be 17.5.
My dear.
So it is like it is farcical.
So we definitely have a problem. And let's compare, because maybe people think, okay, maybe this is not just an Irish problem. There's other European countries who have the same problem. But I don't think so. I think
I suppose we always look to our closest neighbour and the UK. So just look at England now, UK rather. Those who are old enough will remember the riots in 1981. Serious riots across major cities in the UK, in Toxteth and Liverpool, Leeds, London and so on. And there were many reasons put across for these riots, and one of them was there was a general distrust in police, which is something we're still hearing to this day, of course. So then we had literally 2 days after the riots ended with what was known as the Scarman Report. And in that came a lot of things, including the Police and Criminal Evidence Act and a few other pieces of legislation. But what also happened was an orchestrated recruitment campaign to get people from these ethnic minorities within Britain. Did pretty well for about 30 years, dropped off in about 2015. And it was pretty good recruitment in terms of numbers were coming in. But even then, it wasn't all good news. There was the first black female officer who was in what's known as their SO19, which is equivalent of our armed support unit. And she was the poster girl for look what we're doing, how fantastic we're doing. And you couldn't make this up. She left due to allegations of bullying, precisely because of who she was. So we know the problems here. We can see them down the road. Just to maybe move away from Britain for a second, to give the North American example. In Vancouver, for example, we have 54% of the population, which is non-white. Again, term we'll just use for now. And 22% are non-white police. In Halifax, we've got basically non-white citizens, non-white police, more or less about the same. Baltimore in the US, which is a city that's often cited in studies like this, we have a 63% black population and a 42% black police force. So pretty good. So it's very good. So, I mean, and there are plenty of other examples, of course, from around the world. But in Britain, just to go back to England and Wales, for example, we have 14% of the English and Welsh population, which is considered BAMI, which is black and minority ethnic. So 6% of all officers were from that particular background, which is still not great, but it's almost half of where it should be. And it's the highest proportion there since records began. And everything is on the upward curve there. So, for instance, over the last year, 11% of joiners there came from this BAMI group, compared with 5% of leavers. 29% of all officers were female, so a bit better than here again. And 33% of joiners were female, while 25% were female. So, you know, it's a lot better in the UK. However, you know, let's get this into perspective. I'm not necessarily saying that's our role model. It's just they're doing a lot better than us. There's 45 territorial police forces in the UK. And 32 of them appoint a greater proportion of white applicants. The worst offenders being two rather disparate. London Met being one of them, and Gwent. So very rural and, of course, very, very metropolitan. So they're doing it better across the water. They're doing it better across the world. And no matter how badly they're doing, we appear to be doing the worst.
So what aren't we doing right? Because I have to be honest with you, John. I mean, ever since I started presenting the show, the message I got is that when it comes to diversity, the Garda, I suppose, it's been a bit slow to kind of embrace it. Because the case that comes to mind, of course, is the Sikh gentleman who wanted to join the Guards, yeah. And then was told, well, you can't join the Guards if you have to wear a turban. You know, so yeah. That kind of sent out a very negative and very strong message.
Absolutely.
That if you want to join us, you have to look like us, talk like us, be like us.
Yes, absolutely. And I would say the following sentence, wouldn't I? But I represent the Garda, I speak rather for the Garda Representative Association. So I'm speaking for 82% of the force, the men and women on the ground who are Gardaí and Detective Gardaí. And I can tell you, I have not met one of them who would agree with that. So obviously all this is coming naturally enough. This isn't a criticism as such, but that's all the recruitment drives are coming from management. And it seems to me that management haven't dealt well with diversity in recruitment. They have if I could just mention a couple of items here, key items. There's a thing called the Diversity Strategy and Implementation Plan, 2009-12, which came from Garda Management. And there were fantastic words in these. And on this program, you hear a lot of people talking, don't you? Including me. Words, 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 you know. So this program was all about, they talked about recognizing difference. They talked about acknowledging it. And they talked about respecting it. And they talked and they talked and they talked. But these are, of course, just words. And then we have the Garda Equality Office, a fine office, part of the Human Resources section in Garda HQ, and that's tasked with promoting workplace equality within the Garda. So that's the same as any other unit. But work is there, apparently, on highlighting barriers to equality and on aspects such as recruitment, both from the generic and maybe the minority population, retention and promotion. And we are told from their last report, it's, quotes, ongoing. So everything is talking, everything is ongoing. And then we've got an office, again, a great office, in fairness, the Garda Racial, Intercultural and Diversity Office, which you may know something about.
And can I just say that they've been fantastic me personally, because there were two incidents that I had to contact the Guards. Once was through Newstalk, because we had just racist, you know, text messages we thought was a threat to my own personal safety, and it was dealt with very swiftly. And then in the run up to the marriage referendum, where, you know, we had lots of no campaigners, I felt they were going to show up at my door. And on both those instances, I got a great response and felt, wow, not only have they listened to me, but they actually felt protected.
Absolutely. And that doesn't surprise me in the slightest. And this is the problem. I'm delighted you said that. It's getting this message out that Gardaí on the ground deal with things. And I'll just mention that more broadly. But just on that particular office, you're right. And I'm delighted to hear that and not surprised to hear that. If the population is 17.5% who are non-Irish, for want of a better term. And by the way, that's not a term I'm happy with. I've alluded to that. You know, there's Irish Americans, there's Polish Americans. But here we'd call people non-nationals.
Yeah,
so by the very description, we've immediately said you're not part of the community. Well, yes, you are, of course. So I think the descriptors need to change in the CSO and all other such agencies. But I think you're right. The problem there is it's a tiny office. I'm not going to talk about broader issues here to do with Garda Síochána Síochána at the moment, because we'll be here for 5 days. But there are big issues, from breathalyzers to Templemore to everything. There's so much going on in Garda Síochána at the moment. And some people might say, and here you are, John, you're talking about racial diversity.
Who cares about
Haven't
this?
You got more to worry about? I have a lot to worry about. We have a lot to worry about. But guess what? If we don't worry about this on the ground, how are we going to get to the core of the problems that are the institutional cancer that many of us feel runs through Garda Síochána? And I'm talking about rank and file Gardaí. This is at the heart of it. It's how we treat our minorities that we reflect ourselves as a force, not how we treat each other. We all know how we treat each other. You know, we all know the respects we have. How do we have it for those who are at their most vulnerable? Because this is at the core of a new version of An Garda Síochána.
Because the other, great benefit of diversity in any, whether politics, media, wherever, it really discourages kind of groupthink, you know, because everyone is, when everyone comes from the same village, they went to the same school, they know each other, you know, there's a coziness.
It's a cozy consensus. Yeah. And in some respects, that's nice.
Yeah.
But let's have a disparate cozy consensus. I mean, and let's reflect exactly who we are. It's so important. And I understand, and there'll be some Gardaí listening to this going, oh, we should really be talking about this. Yeah, we should, and we will. But we really need to talk about this, because this is the future of policing. And this is where we need to start going. If we get this right, I don't think it's an exaggeration to say we're going to get an awful lot of things right, because it's part of that foundational bedrock we need. I mean, when it comes to immigration alone, we're possibly one, maybe two generations behind the UK. So we can see what happened in their experience. We can see down the road. The roadmap is there for us. And we know that if ethnic minorities are marginalised, or disenfranchised, they will retreat. And extremism, of course, fills that particular lacuna. So the reaction, of course, and this isn't meant to be simplistic. There are many issues with An Garda Síochána at the moment. And of course, it needs to be multi-layered. But if we target, not in a positive discrimination kind of way, which is a different kind of discussion, but if we target these newer sections of our population, we'll begin to establish a force that's truly representative of us as a society. And the criticisms are harder then to ground, if you will, because of that. And this lack of racial diversity within An Garda Síochána, without wishing to sound too dramatic or alarmist, we know is a ticking time bomb. And government failure to see this and management failure to see this imbalance means, yes, I mean, it's likely we're going to see down the road disturbances such as we've seen across France, Europe and indeed the UK. Can I just make one? I mean, I don't want to get too bogged down with, you know, everything is solved if we have, you know, racial diversity within our police force there. I mean, and I suppose the question people might be asking is, do we have evidence that a representative sample means a better police force? And of course, it's a difficult one to measure. There was a search done in St. Petersburg in Florida and Indianapolis and Cincinnati. So this is what comes out from that particular surveys there. In fact, black officers there were more likely to conduct coercive actions. Black officers were more likely to arrest a suspect who was black in those particular studies. And black communities do not necessarily trust diversity within police forces. So they're the negatives. However, even more recent survey has told us that white officers are more likely to arrest people than black officers. And one I really think is important. Black officers in the US are more likely to engage in supportive actions in those particular communities that they come from. So there's undoubted benefits to it.
And since you're here and we're talking about diversity, just moving away from ethnic diversity for a second, for me as a, you know, as a lesbian, I have a same-sex marriage, we have kids, you know, I know when we have issues and, like, say there was a burglar or something, I know I would feel more comfortable if there was a guard who was, you know, obviously understanding of a situation, or even better, a gay guard coming to our house to
For
get
example.
The statement.
I mean, you're not going to order a gay guard. Yeah. We know that. I'm not going to order a heterosexual guard and say, I insist, I must have my heterosexual guard.
Yeah.
If another lesbian guard comes to me, I don't quite know what I'm going to do. Nobody's saying that, but you're absolutely right. We require greater recruitment from non-Irish nationals, which we've discussed, and excuse that phraseology, who have made Ireland their home. But also, we have to look to the LGBTI community. And I'm not just saying that because I'm on this programme and I would say that, wouldn't I? This is a real problem. It's a real issue. And you don't need to have an LGBTI Garda coming to assist you.
Just
but you would like to know that there was a representative sample within that force if you needed to go to him or her, and traveller community and so on. But if we make An Garda Síochána a welcome place for the 17.5%, and I'm sorry to put a percentage figure on it, honestly, I firmly believe, and the Garda Representative Association firmly believe, that's going to be one of the most important things in establishing a new An Garda Síochána, which can be respected by all of us. If we get that right, it's difficult to see how the other problems are going to start repeating themselves.
Well, listen, we want to do whatever we can here in Global Village to support you and the work, hopefully the recruitment campaign that's going to be sparked from your article, you know. So if you ever feel you want to come back on, and because a lot of our listeners would be of that 17.5% and LGBT and from the travel community, come back and tell us. Right, we're taking applications now.
Well, I mean, I'd love to be able to say that. I'm not the recruitment officer, unfortunately. That's going to be up to government and management. But the solution is as clear as the noses on their face. Have a look at our schools. Look what children are in our schools. Work it out. It's not rocket science. We need to start taking from these communities. These are our communities. They're Irish. They're more Irish than me.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. That's John O'Keefe, criminologist and spokesperson for the Garda Representative Association.